You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let's go to the newsroom now. Shelley has the morning off. Nikki is doing the news this morning. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning. Coming up in the news, make sure you know when you're on camera, what fell from the sky, and you know what not to do to get out of work. News today brought to you by Huffman & Huffman. You know Huffman & Huffman as the brothers-in-law, but they have a large group of lawyers all over the area to help you get what you deserve. Call 422-HELP-FIRST. Yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci was talking about the death toll caused by COVID-19, something we haven't seen for well over 100 years since the 1918 pandemic. Fauci did make some encouraging projections, though, yesterday. He says we still need to be careful with our behaviors, social distancing, et cetera, while they try to vaccinate as many people as possible. One prediction stood out, though. He said he could see Americans still needing to wear masks going into 2022. However, he stressed that we can expect to see a significant improvement by the end of 2021.
If normality means exactly the way things were before we had this happen to us, I mean, I can't predict that. I mean, obviously, I think we're going to have a significant degree of normality beyond what the terrible burden that all of us have been through over the last year. That as we get into the fall and the winter by the end of the year, I agree with the president completely that we will be approaching a degree of normality. It may or may not be precisely the way it was in November of 2019, but it'll be much, much better than what we're doing right now.
I'll take it. Fauci said virus levels, vaccinating the public, when it goes way down, the overwhelming majority of people in the population are vaccinated. I would feel comfortable saying we don't need to have the masks.
You see the level coming down really, really very low. I want it to keep going down to a baseline that's so low that there's virtually no threat, or not no, it'll never be zero, but a minimal threat that you will be exposed to someone who is infected. I want to see it go way down. When it goes way down and the overwhelming majority of the people in the population are vaccinated, then I would feel comfortable in saying, you know, we need to pull back on the masks. We don't need to have masks.
Yeah. Excuse me. There we go. Hey, it's just phlegm. Don't worry about it.
And let's talk about local vaccinations. Friday afternoon, Virginia Beach Department of Health, they acknowledged people showing up for their second doses at some locations after getting their first doses elsewhere, having some issues.
When I talked to the local health departments, they refer me to the state. The state refers me to my local, and they refer me back to the state. I'm in a loop.
It is very confusing. So there's an app for your phone. It's called COVIDwise. And you, if you downloaded it, it's supposed to like go off if you've been near anyone else that also has this app.
Really?
Yeah. And mine pinged, and I'm going to guess it was from Sean.
Okay.
Because Sean and I downloaded these at the same time.
Right.
Because you may not know this, but, you know, we're lovers. And so, and then we went and picked out some China Pottery Barn. So the app works like this. You have it on your phone.
Yep.
And if you get a positive test, you're supposed to go on the app and you're supposed to self-report that this phone,
yep,
the owner of this phone, has COVID.
Okay.
And then anybody that's been within a certain distance of you that also has this app will get a notification that simply says you've been within X feet of someone who is now tested positive. You should probably go get a test.
Interesting.
It's a public health thing, right?
Yeah.
So Sean's in the window blowing me kisses. And so, all right, so I get the thing, and then I end up getting a positive test. So I go back on the app to self-report. And
right.
You have to log into a thing. You sign up with your last name and your birth date and the date of your positive test. And it's supposed to nexus this in the Department of Public Health. Mine doesn't work.
Interesting.
Sorry, we don't have your records. Okay, BS. All right, great. So the health department finally calls my house.
Oh, yeah.
And they do call you once you get a positive test.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they call you a couple times.
Oh, I'm going to get more than one?
Yes. Do you get the text message every day?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, text message every day where you report if you're still having symptoms, if there's anything
new.
Yeah.
Well, she said that they had revamped some of this stuff, and they were supposed to give me a code number I could use to get into this thing so I can self-report. Well, I don't exist. So after go-rounds with them, the IT department at the state of Virginia. They write me back. They go, here's the information we have for you.
Right.
Use this information. It's got to be a data input error. So I data input it from my phone. I data input it from a laptop. I data input it from my desktop. I take screen captures of all of them. Same error message. I'm still waiting to hear back. This would have been a good thing if my positive test wasn't 8-10 days ago.
Right.
Would have been really helpful.
It took
5 or 6 days for them to even call me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It took me 5-6 days after my positive result for me to be found in their system. I couldn't
really.
That's why it probably took so long to pop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I couldn't input my information.
Yes. I already knew I had a problem by the time mine popped, and I knew it was
right.
You.
Of course. Because
I knew it was you.
We'd been in communication.
We
yeah.
know, right.
But in addition to that, I never got a phone call.
Not it doesn't mean that
not
you won't.
Not a phone call. Yeah. But it's just weird that I haven't gotten it yet, and now I'm this on the other side of this here 2 weeks later.
So when I told her about, you know, I have a lot of people know an underlying health condition that causes me to lick public transit door handles.
Yeah.
And they wondered where I got this from. And I was just like, then I would hang up. And I wonder why I'm not in their system.
Well, you know, that's the issue with this second dose
thing. Yes, back to you.
Well, but it all goes together. That's the issue with the second dose thing. It's a software issue.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But this is critical.
Yeah.
They have to get the second shot to really make this stick.
You do. Yeah. Now, there's...
So what are they doing?
So they're saying that, you know, typically people are going to be returning to their original location for the second dose.
Yes.
It's an issue with the software. It has since been fixed. They said very important that people schedule their second dose appointment with the same health district that administered their first dose. Collaboration with several local health districts. They're going to provide second dose vaccine to individuals legitimately scheduled for their appointments, regardless of where they received the first dose. Recommendation interval between shots for Pfizer, 21 days, Moderna, 28 days. But don't panic if you don't hit those intervals exactly. CDC said both vaccines will be effective even if you have to wait 6 weeks in between doses.
All right, so you don't freak out. First
Don't
thing to
freak
do
out.
Is reach out, probably yes. respond to the health department at some level.
That's right. Yeah. Now the software issues have apparently been fixed, so
right,
shouldn't
ahead.
Be as big of an issue. Also, the distribution plan, the head of the Virginia Department of Health, Dr. Avula, he did a press briefing about the state's vaccination progress on Friday. Huge bump in allocation of vaccines going from 130 doses last week to 130,000.
Thank you.
Yes, to 161,000, 130.
My God.
Not a huge bump there.
That was almost printer ink for a minute. It's like, oh my God, it's so valuable.
So something's wrong. Weather's been a big challenge, of course. He did talk a little bit about people getting the second dose of the vaccine. The nation has seen 4 straight weeks of vaccine being produced and delivered. He estimated more vaccines available hopefully by the end of April.
Let's say that a health department is really trying to work through their 65 and up population and they pull all of their 65 and up. That means that somebody who was 100 on the list or 3,000 on the list could get the call in front of a lot of people. And, you know, I would say that's appropriate because our 65 and ups are at higher risk and we need to get them in.
Right. So they're prioritizing them, which makes sense.
So they're bumping that up.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Walgreens Pharmacy, Walmart Food Lion, Kroger, Harris Teeter, a bunch of others are splitting 26,000 additional doses being sent next week to the state as part of the federal retail pharmacy program.
All of the pharmacy partners we have added have all said, yes, we are absolutely willing to work with you. The intent certainly is to have those folks who have been waiting on our pre-registered list be prioritized.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. By the way, while we're talking about this, this happened to a friend of mine. Check your junk mail, check your spam folder, because my buddy missed his turn in line because it went straight to junk.
Wow.
He discovered an email from the 12th. From the health department.
So at that point, like, you missed the boat?
Well, I told them to write back because I had some back and forth with the health department, and they did respond. So these apparently don't come from a dead letter box. They don't come from a no reply.
That's good to know.
So I'm like, dude, write them back and just tell them, because he actually had it. So he couldn't have gone anyway.
Right.
So, you know, just write him back, tell him you had it. It's in your junk. Then can they reschedule you somewhere in the... You know, in the queue.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, the other thing, we talked last week about this new centralized list that they have. People can't find their names on the list if they pre-registered.
They said that they were all going to, you know, pour it in.
They're saying it's going to. You can sign up again if you don't see your name, if
That's
it's going to make
do.
You feel better. Once the two departments are done sharing their lists, you will be returned to the same spot in line that you were before. So it makes you feel better.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because so far, the technology is it's a little tough. Well, it's a little rocky.
I mean, it's a lot of people at one time.
It is. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So with all of this, you know, we're talking about vaccines. We're getting on the better swing. So kids going back to school, right?
Isn't that today?
This week. Cases, so it's starting tomorrow,
week?
I think.
Is it tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah. Although I think the younger kids are already in school.
All right.
Did you hear on that same line, though, what happened to a school board in California?
I know this story. I just read it.
Yeah. So they were at a meeting and, well, this happened.
Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry. That's just me.
They want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
Right.
Uh-oh. Laura Lanier, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. Oh,
we have the meeting open to the public right now.
Oops. Nuh-uh.
That's
what Laura just
said. Great. Good. Right.
Get out. Get out.
Every single one of them resigned.
Yeah. You know, I understand. I truly understand pushing back against what I know. I've read the story. So they were getting hate mail.
Yeah.
There's, you know, people are, by the way, people are awful.
Yes.
Just in
they
case you ever wondered the depths of people, they're terrible.
Yes.
There's no grace in this world. Everyone must be accountable at all times for every single slight, even if it happened when you were five.
Yes.
I get it. So I understand these people wanting to push back as the school board or whatever it is. But, dude, when you're in front of a camera and you're mic'd up, it cannot be any more obvious.
Right.
If you step on the grenade at that point, you're done.
Yeah. Completely done. They had no idea that everybody was watching.
Yeah. No, I thought it was just us.
My bad.
Sorry, bitch. I'm going to F you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was mad.
No.
Yeah. Can you imagine that panic?
There you go. Hey.
You're on camera.
Hey, get used to reading the coffee cups.
Yes.
Latte for Cindy. Latte for Cindy. Here. Go to your other gig. Bye.
Speaking of panic, did you hear about this?
Mayday, mayday, United, 328 Heavy, mayday, mayday aircraft.
328 Heavy, say again, please, read all that again.
Yeah, United, Denver, departure, United, 328 Heavy, mayday aircraft, just experienced a engine failure, need to turn immediately.
Yeah, United Airlines flight out of Denver, they had to report back to the airport because one of the engines exploded after takeoff.
Yeah, the video of this is stunning.
Terrifying. Here's what one of the passengers said.
There's a big boom and the kind of sound you don't want to hear when you're on an airplane. And I instantly put my shade up and I was pretty frightened to see that the engine on my side was missing.
Pretty frightened? I would have been.
I don't know. Just using their manners, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. I guess, you know, he knew he was on camera.
Yeah.
So he was being careful.
Are you a good flyer or are you all right?
No. So.
Oh, okay. So this sucked.
Well, I was a good flyer until I had kids. And
really?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, my very first flight after I had my kids was like, wow, if I die.
Oh.
My kids don't have mom anymore.
Yeah, everything goes through this lens now.
It does. Yeah. I was on a flight coming home from Vietnam.
That's a long ride.
It was a long ride. Yeah, 16 hours. And the plane, a lot of people on plane said it was the worst turbulence they had ever experienced in their life. We had a physician's assistant with us. It took 3 Xanax to knock me down.
Really?
3.
Wow. So you were a rampaging elephant at that
point. Hot freaking mess.
Yeah. Were you just blubbering and just
I was convinced
catch your
it was that we were dying. Yeah. Total panic attack. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Awful.
It was terrifying. You know, I would imagine it was scary for the people on the ground too. Listen to this guy.
A wife and I were sitting inside the house, just finishing up with the paper, and we heard this big bang, and we kind of looked at each other and go, "What was that?" And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window. So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, it's an engine
part. It's the ring around the front of the engine.
Yeah.
And did you see how big that is?
And did you see how close it was to the house?
Uh-huh.
I know.
You lose the scale of this stuff at the airport because everything's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing's wider than your driveway. It's like an RV.
Yeah.
Sized piece of metal.
And I can't imagine it's light.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, light as it can be for an airplane, but yeah.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying is at the least of it. And there's pieces of it all down the street.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt, I understand.
I mean, miraculous that nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. The video of the engine on fire. I mean, that would have been it for me.
I've never been on a plane that declared an emergency. I've been on a couple of planes that did some pretty unusual things very quickly with where... This goes back a million years. I'm with a buddy of mine, and he does not fly well.
Okay.
And we're... Chicago's big airport is O'Hare Airport.
Yes.
It is quite busy. And so we come out of these clouds, and we're already halfway to the tower. We're not even close to the ground. And all of a sudden, the airplane just goes straight up. And my buddy looks at me, and he goes, do you think they radioed in for clearance to do that? It was like, do they not have instruments? Did we just come out of a cloud bank? We're nowhere near going to be able to land this thing. And it just goes straight back up again.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin. Oh, my God, Kevin. I'll never forget that. Oh,
yeah. No.
Lord.
I don't do that well.
Yeah. Back when they used to give out the in-flight magazine, like there'd be magazines. It wouldn't be just the airline magazine, but it'd be like Time magazine.
Right.
We get in there, and the cover of the Time magazine that week is a debris field from a massive plane crash.
Yeah. Why
that had occurred
would
somewhere.
You do that?
I don't know. I'm like, Kev, do you see this? Oh, my God.
Why would you do that?
He already hates it. Because we're 20. We're in our 20s back then. And it's like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're all bulletproof, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
God dang. By the way, that video is terrifying of that motor is on fire outside the window.
And the person that did the video was so calm. Like, oh, the video for engine for the airplane is on fire.
I think that. Should I? I'm going to hit my call button.
Excuse me, sir, ma'am.
Are you going to just politely ding the thing? Or are you just going to go, just, what the?
Yeah, I would be like a scene out of the movie Airplane, yeah. Running around like a crazy.
Here, I got
it. Yes, that's what it would have taken for me if I saw that out my window. Absolutely. Yeah. Showers today, mainly after 1 o'clock, high near 57, although it was 29 when I left my house this morning. Tonight, showers before 7 o'clock, low around 35, and tomorrow, sunny with a high near 60. I'm Nikki in for Shelley, Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.